welcome everybody to the Backstage with Six Eyes program here. We are waiting for our host, Brother Six Eyes, and I understand he's got a good program for you tonight. But this here is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you. Amen. And I see we have Queen Nye with us. We want to say welcome to her as well tonight. But still waiting on our host. I know that we're going to have a great program, and we are going to just have a good time with a discussion with Six. I understand it's supposed to be something good, something about the history of I'm not sure if it's the history of just the prejudice issue, or is it, white to black? I'm not sure. He said something about that, but we're going to get that right from him. I'd like to get the exact straight topic, but we will get to that here when he gets with us. Amen. But right now, I think what we'll do, we will try to get a little commercial on here.
Hello, my name is Ian of Ashtabula, Ohio. I run a lawn care business, Nash Lawn Care. I primarily cut grass, trim, and shovel snow. I also help those with disabilities, offering to cut for free. If you want to contact me, you can at 1-440-754-2061. And the number again is 440-754-2061. Please remember, I only do lawns in Ashtabula, Ohio. Thank you, and have a great day.
7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. You are definitely listening to the Backstage with Six Eyes here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right. Looks like we may have gotten our host here. Let's get his mic open.
You bet.
And we are getting your mic open.
There
you are, Six.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Going great. Had to get throw in a little there, but we are glad to have you here. All righty. We are ready for your topic for tonight.
All right. Well, first, thanks for filling in. Thanks for filling in until I got here. All right. So here, 365 days in a year, 1,460 minutes in a day, 8,760 hours in a year. And with that, we're living, we're alive, okay? There's a place called planet Earth where billions exist and intermingle each and every day. And out of that, there's different ethnicities, okay? We here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we love. It's just love. It's not about a particular color. It's about the human race. So that's what we're going to have the discussion tonight as we celebrate history. It's history. Okay? So that's what we're going to discuss tonight here on the Six Eyes Radio Network Backstage with Six Eyes. Phone lines are open at 515-605-9340, 515-605-9340. I want to say hello first off to the team. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, Six. Just to let you know, so far you have me as well as our station manager, Queen Nye, as well as everybody who's listening via the internet tonight.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And if you're listening, definitely press the one and get into the conversation tonight that we're going to have. And we're going to label this Ebony and Ivory. Okay? And there's a song that Sir Paul McCartney made called Ebony and Ivory. Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony. Living together in perfect harmony. And that's what we should set out to have on an everyday basis. Like I said, we coexist, we work together each and every day. I believe that race was classified by the government. Why? Because every ethnicity has a classification where different things are allocated toward each particular ethnicity.
Okay. Can I give you a little more of a background and go even further?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, of course, I'd have to take you back to this book. Give you the origins, okay, of
okay.
all of it, of all of it. You know, here comes the preacher, okay? And even if we had Pastor Bonin on here, he would agree with me 100%. We got to go, actually, back to the B-I-B-L-E, the basic instructions before leaving Earth. He obviously left you basic instructions before leaving Earth. Holy Bible, okay? Now, you go even into the Old Testament, you find that in the Bible, it talks about the Hebrew people, and it talked about other races. It talked about other ethnicity of people, the Hivites, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite, and so on and so on, okay? We go even further back, okay? Before there was a Jewish nation, there was a man known as Abram of the Chaldees. He was told to leave his father's house and go to a place where God told him to go, and that he would show him. He became the first, if you will, the first Jew or the first Hebrew, okay? But we still got to go even further back before that to get a lesson on nationalities, races, etc. Because all of our races narrow down to one man and one woman.
Okay.
Okay. We got to go all the way back to the first, second, and third chapters of Genesis.
Okay.
And God said unto Adam and to Eve, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. That's what he said, Genesis chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, as they began to overspread the earth, now the first thing that happened, Genesis chapter 3, here's where the big thing with prejudice began. Now,
okay.
Most people won't admit that prejudice began here. But see, it began before the first child was ever born. Adam and Eve did not have one child. Okay? They hadn't had their first son, Cain. They didn't have their first son, Abel. They didn't have any children. They were yet just Adam and Eve running around with the animals in the garden. And so Adam and Eve were in the garden, and Eve one day is cruising the garden. She's still in her innocence. Adam is in his innocence. They don't know what sin is. They have no clue what sin is at all. And lo and behold, one day she looks down at her feet. What does she see? But a totally grody snake. But this is not just any ordinary snake. This snake has been infiltrated by the devil himself.
Mm-hmm.
And this totally grody snake looks at Eve and asks her the first prejudicial question you'll ever hear. Hath God said? He made Eve's mind prejudiced toward God by saying, has God said? Okay? So there's where prejudice began. It began before there was any such thing as a race, a creed, a color. Prejudice began when Eve began to question and became prejudiced against what God said.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she became prejudiced to that and said, well, maybe God didn't tell me everything. Maybe God is holding back. Kind of what, if you look at every issue between no matter what race or creed there is, one creed against another, one race against the other, whether it's the rich against the poor against the rich, the white against the black against the white, the Hispanic against the English-speaking nation of the United States.
Excuse me for one moment. Put yourself on mute until you're ready to talk. Thank you.
All right. And so, I mean, no matter who you are, okay, if you're out there and you're prejudiced, okay, the first prejudice began, and it still is, you take a look at the thing with prejudice, it all comes down and it's still the same thing. Hath so-and-so said. They're holding back on me. Oh, the whites are holding back from me because the blacks are holding out from me because the Hispanics are holding out on me because prejudice all has that same attitude. Someone's holding out on me, okay? They're not allowing me to be all I can be. That's what prejudice is. And that's exactly what it was with Eve in the garden. The snake said, look, God is holding out. God's not allowing you to have all you can have and be all you can be. And doing so, what happened? That's the history. If you go as far back as you want to go about prejudice, and you want to go as far back about the beginnings of the divisions of race, color, creed, it all began there. Because when Adam and Eve were in their innocence before the snake showed his ugly face, they were one blood. If we get away from all that, well, who's holding back on who, if we just look at it for the truth,
mm-hmm.
you can, dear listener listening out there, listen, you could trace your origins, go as far back as you go, eventually you will find your origin is Adam and Eve. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what's in your bloodline. I don't care who your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your cousins are. Trace it as far back as you can and just keep doing the research, going from your daddy and your daddy's daddy was and his daddy's daddy was and his daddy's daddy was, and you keep going back, and eventually guess where you're going to find yourself? At the Garden of Eden. You're going to find Adam and Eve. And I'm going to find Adam and Eve. And I don't care if you're over there in China. Care if you're over in... Ruth, would you please?
Shutting it down.
Then do it in another room.
No, it's all done.
China.
It's my place to be right there.
It doesn't matter if you're in China, France, wherever you are. Wherever you are, look, you can trace it back all the way to Adam and to Eve. Amen. And so there's your history lesson, Six.
Did you like it?
All right. I did. Thank you. And once again, if you just joined us, this is Backstage with Six Eyes as we celebrate history here for the month of February. Phone lines are open at 515-605-9340. Press the 1, join the conversation. If you're on social media, tell a friend, come by, let's have a discussion. You know, the thing about inventions, the thing about all the luxuries that we enjoy, well, some mind had to think before creation. And we have a lot of beautiful things that we enjoy on a daily basis. But one thing that always bothered me, you don't hear white history, you don't hear Hispanic history, you don't hear Latino history, you don't hear Asian history, you don't hear white history, yet they want to classify the month of February, which is the shortest month out of all the year, to cram inventions that are endless into 1 month, I believe is crazy. And even crazier than that, it should just be history. It should be history. And if each invention was created by an African-American, then let it be that. But not just to say black history. I don't believe in that because it's like, to me, it's like with all the ills that we went through, being in bondage for however hundreds of years, to me, it seemed like justification of kind of right and wrong. You know, okay, hey, well, they've been through this, they've been through that. What can we do? How can we make them happy? Oh, I got it. Let's give them their own month. All right. January? No. March? No. April? No. May, June, no. July, August, September, October, November, December. Well, we're back to January. Well, what month did we leave out? Oh, well, let's give them the shortest month, which is February. Okay? And to me, it seemed like it was just a pacification to give us that. You know? And like I said, it's many inventions that was created. But let it be history and let one do the research themselves, and you'll find out who the inventor was, be it male or female. You'll find the inventor. But like I said, just to single it out as black history, I have an issue with that, and I want to know your thoughts. If you're on the line, what are your thoughts on that? And if you are on the phone lines, you must press the 1 to have your mic open, and then that way we know you want to speak.
Right. So while we're checking that out here to see who all we got, just to let you know my thoughts on that six, okay, I'll give you a prime example. Okay, now exactly, well, a dog was invented by God, okay? The idea of training, the dog to lead the blind in for the blind professionally. Now, in the United States, okay, in the United States, historically, well, I'm sorry to say, whether people like it or not, was a white person. Dorothy Harrison Hustis came up with the idea of training seeing eye dogs here in the United States, and it was Jack Humphrey, another white, white Caucasian male, who was the first trainer for seeing eye dogs here in the United States. But the actual honors training dogs, service dogs, to lead the blind. Do you really know the history behind that? Do you know it really does not go to the Americans? See,
well,
technically, Dorothy Harrison Hustis was a Swede, okay? But technically, do you know it's actually older than her?
Okay.
No, it's Germans. So for all you German listeners out there, yes, it was in your good Germany that dogs were first trained to lead the blind coming back from World War I, and your German dog training programs that caused Dorothy Harrison Hustis of Switzerland to decide to train dogs here in the United States, and thus the seeing eye was born, and then, of course, other programs such as leader dog, guide dogs, etc., sprouted up like weeds afterward, but it wasn't her thought originally. She and Jack Humphrey got the idea from the German dog programs, and Jack Humphrey took his training to learn how to train the first seeing eye dog, Buddy. He got that training from a German dog school. There's a little history for you.
What about you, Ruthie? What's your take on what I spoke about?
Okay, we'll have to get her a phone.
But that would have been a no-brainer.
Okay, she has to get a phone because she just came in from taking care of some business, so she didn't have a phone, so she'll be getting on shortly.
Okay. All right. Well, while you're at it, make sure you go and like and join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Just type in the search, Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, Radio, R-A-D-I-O, Network. Join that group today, Six Eyes Radio Network group.
Yeah, I'll let you take over the board from this point.
Okay, I got it.
Mute yourself for a sec.
Okay, it's on mute.
There. No, you're not.
I'm right here, honey.
Now you can unmute yourself.
I had an interesting experience when I was out paying a bill. I could praise the Lord because there was a crowd of people, and it's amazing that these young people didn't try to do something, because I was with my wheelchair, you know how kids are. And I just thank the Lord that none of them bothered me on the way home. I made it home, but I was just a few minutes late.
Not a problem. Not a problem. The first
but
lady
I heard his funny
alive.
Story as I came in.
Uh-huh.
About the Adam and Eve. Yeah.
Okay.
Just thank the Lord we got things done. So how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, doing good, doing good, Rooster. Thanks for asking.
How's the trumpet?
Trumpet just ran out of here. It's 8:25, and Trumpet is going to eat his dinner.
Oh, he's such a precious. Our dogs used to do that when we took them out of their cage. They ran straight for dinner.
I mean, Trumpet was just sitting here chilling with me, just sitting here chilling. When he heard that feeder, zoom, flew out of here.
Aww.
So he'll be back in here after he gets you know get some vittles in him.
I'd like to get a picture of him.
Well, it's, go to the Facebook page. Go to the Six Eyes Radio
okay.
Network group page. It's plenty of pictures of Trumpet up there.
Oh, all right. Yeah, he's a cutie.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I've had
is.
A few people tell me how cute he was.
All
oh,
right.
Nice to be in the warm house.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you all have a beautiful home. I have to get back there. And when I get there, just like last time, the whole spread with the burgers, the lettuce, the tomato.
Yeah.
You know, the endless coffee, you know.
Yeah. We always have coffee every day.
Yeah, I'll be returning.
You know, you got to come over and visit us. We miss you.
Yeah, yeah.
I know
absolutely.
Pastor Bonnet mentioned coming sometime, but I don't know. He's just so busy, too.
Yeah, we're going to get down there before the year is out. We're going to have to get down there. So
that'd be fun.
I thought we'd have a different backstage with Six Eyes. I thought we'd have a discussion about race. We have a discussion about race. What does race mean to you and growing up? You know, now here this is what they call Black History. Okay? But
yeah,
I
they're
say,
doing it at the library this month. Black
yes,
History
but
Month.
Here's what, right, but here's what I say, Ruthie. I think it should just be History Month. Okay? And then when you find out the different inventions, and then you know it was created by a black lady or black man. Because in my opinion of why I think it shouldn't be just deemed as Black History Month, because first of all, they gave us the shortest month of the year to cram all the accomplishments, the several accomplishments, and they only scratched the surface of your Martin Luther King, your Sojourner Truth, your George Washington Carver, your Benjamin Banneker. You know, those are the ones that you know about, Gary Morgan. You know, those are the ones, those are the go-to. Those are the go-to top that you go to. But nobody, look up Sarah Rector. Look up Sarah Rector, and you'll find out about her. I mean, it's so many different inventors, you know, men and female. But I say the reason it was done was for them to right their wrong about us being in bondage so long. So I believe calling it Black History Month, it's just a pacification. You know, I feel it should just be History Month. And then it's up to the researcher to find out, okay, well, this invention was created by an African American or what have you. You know, and that's just my take on it. What do you think about that?
Well, I was raised in a home where we were not against anybody of any race, and so we loved everybody, and that's the way I feel. Even Kenny even mentions we're all one blood, so that's in the Bible. I'm one of these kind of people that I don't, you know, I'll just come up to everybody and hug them, you know, because I think that's the way we should do, you know, love
right.
everybody.
Right,
so
and I can't agree with you more. I was raised the same way. even when I was able to see, I didn't see any color. I just saw the individual. You know, I have friends of all ethnicities. You know, all. You know, and that's where it's at. I was taught, just like you, to love. We are the human race before we're classified by any category. We're of the human race. And, you know, for all of what Martin Luther King fought for, he wanted us to be loved by the content of our character, not the color of our skin, but the person, the individual, the gifts that God gave each and every one of us. Because there's things I'm able to do that you're not able to do, and vice versa. You know, and that's where diversity comes in, that because if everything were the same, it would be so boring. You know, so this, you know, so this is where diversity is good. Have we had anybody else that may have joined us since I've been talking?
I didn't notice anybody else yet.
Okay.
I just popped the squad here and Kenny went out in the other room, so we wouldn't squawk because our, you know, phones might squawk.
Right.
But I did Queen Nye have a good birthday, I hope.
She did. It was nice. Friends, and food. It was nice.
Mhm. Yeah, my birthday's not till July, and I'll be 65.
All right, now getting on up there.
But you know, I don't feel old really. Today I was a little sore, but really, I really don't feel old at all. You know, I could get up and still dance even though I'm a little sore, but I get to dance anyway.
There
you
go.
Then we could have you over for our birthday and anniversary party. That's what we could do. That's in July, so good weather.
Okay.
Because our anniversary,
sounds
we're going to be 27 years married on the 12th of July.
Okay.
Yeah, see what it was, six, we did have Nikhail with us, but now it's just you and me and Ruthie because Nikhail, I guess she saw that we had the board under control, so she bailed out on us. So it's
not
just
a
us.
No, I did. My phone died.
Oh, she's back
woman.
Then.
She's got her crown on right, I bet.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I missed part of the conversation, but this is something that I like to address. My issue is in America, we have all different types of races. It's a melting pot. You know, just about everyone is mixed with something. So there is no pure race in America, I would say. Maybe the Indians, but even some of them are mixed. So, I hate that the government still has where you have to fill out what your race is. We're American. Why we just, if you're born an American, how come you just can't be an American? I don't hear Europeans saying black European or white Caucasian. I'm sorry, European Caucasian or European African or whatever. It's just, you know, you're European or whatever. But here, you know, you got to specify. Or do you have a Hispanic background, you know, heritage? I have it all. So my thing is, I'd rather just put either American or human. I'm God's child. We all bleed the same. And I wish they would consider just putting American. If you was born in America, how come you can't say you're an American? You know, but I know their thing that they try to say, they want us to be so-called equal when they offer a person a job or if it's schooling or whatever, you know, they won't have, claim to have equal or whatever. Well, you got to have so many people of this race or even with disability, you know, you get a tax break or whatever if you hire somebody that's disabled. It's just a bunch of BS to me. You know, if you're qualified for the job, no matter what your race is, you know, you should be able to get in and stop showing favoritism, but people don't choose that. So it's unfortunate we have to go through what we're going through with this race thing. But
well,
I do
the fact
pray
is, don't the Queen Knight, the fact is, don't you know, everybody's got three races that in common, every person has three races in common all over the world.
Yeah.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed, every single person does on the whole planet.
I can agree with that.
I can prove it. First, they're Iranian, then they're a Russian, then they're European. When they got to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So they got three nationalities, guaranteed.
Okay, I got you. I got it. You did everybody else get it. Say it again, Missionary King.
No, we had fun yet.
Say the three races again, Missionary King.
Okay,
yeah.
You want me to say that again? Okay.
Let's go,
darling. Every time a person has to go real bad, first they're Iranian because they're running.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're a Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, they're European.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, darling, you're so much fun.
So they all have it in common.
Did you get that one, Charles? Six. Okay, now he's...
That's a good one. Now, that's one right there.
I was waiting for you to get it.
Yeah. Before we go any farther, the Six Eyes Radio Network want to send out his deepest condolences to the family of Carl Weathers, who played the character Apollo Creed in the Rocky series, who played on the small screen on shows such as Good Times, and countless others. Six Eyes Radio Network sends its condolences to the Weathers family on the passing of Mr. Carl Weathers, who passed away at age 76. So our thoughts and prayers goes out to the family, friends, and fans of Mr. Carl Weathers. Condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network. A luxurious career, and your work lives on. So, condolences. Yes. Apollo Creed.
A6.
You know, yes.
Pray for them, but also pray for Emily. She's not feeling well.
And also Emily as well. Emily as well.
Now, the one thing, Six, now first, you don't know if any of the guys from Area 51 listen, do you?
We have listeners all over the world, Ken. I'm sure. Why?
Well, then I better not say it on the air.
No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Well, then they'd be taking one of your radio personalities from you.
Who's that?
If they found out what I am, they'd be taking me.
What are you? Go ahead. Let them take you.
They'd be taking your Martian guy.
Oh, they'll bring you back.
Yeah, they want to steal my flying saucer, too.
Yes.
And I can't let them have that.
Plus, Kenny is part Cherokee, so you are part Cherokee, Kenny.
No, but I can't let them have my flying saucer, and I ain't going to give it to them.
Yeah. Yeah, but this thing about race, like I said, a lot of the racism that exists in America, unfortunately, it was learned behavior at home you know, many families were taught to stay in their own little corner of the world, you know, and then when schools were segregated, you know, that's when, you know, we kind of got together, we kind of started mingling, interacting, and also music. Music brought us together, too, because there were times where black and whites could not cross the line. Blacks were on one side dancing, and the whites were on the other side. And once they broke that rope, and you give credit to the group, the Temptations and the Beatles, they broke those barriers, and Buddy Holly. They broke those barriers alongside with Mr. James Brown. I say a lot, I'm black and I'm proud. Also, Mr. Ray Charles broke the barrier too. And this is where we're at this point today. And a lot of people ask me, well, what did I think about COVID? Well, one thing I thought about COVID, it forced us all to get out of our own little corners of the world, because a lot of people, even at adults, were still stuck in their own learned behaviors, even at adults. And one thing about COVID, it showed us everybody was even. Economically, spiritually, in a lot of cases, physically, in a lot of cases, everybody were on the same page. Everybody's rug was lumpy, you know. And one thing about it, the good that came out of it was the intermingling that's going on right now. So that's the gift of COVID. And, of course, the curse is, you know, those who've gone on from COVID, but the bottom line, that memory still lives on, you know. So it's still a win because they're still with you, you know. So what we have to do each day is stop counting the days and make the days count. That's what we have to start doing. But that's my take on racism, how it used to be growing up. And like I said, through music, our entertainers such as the Beatles, Ray Charles, the group The Temptations, you know, people fighting for the rights, you know, that we can have equality for all of what they've done. Hold your people up a little higher and honor them a little higher through your actions. And with that, I'm complete.
Well, Six, I guess it's time for me to, with what you were saying, I think it's time for me to pose before the listeners a question. And then I'm going to ask you, Six, once I pose the question, I'm going to ask you, where do you think I heard this question? Where do you think I managed to come across this question? Now, here's the question. Who or what is normal? Who or what is normal? Now, where do you think I heard that question? Now, mind you, that had a profound thought on me, even when I even put together a message, a sermon on this.
That sounds like something I said in the past.
Actually, I heard this before I ever met you, Six. Okay. Because. I actually ended up putting together a sermon based off of this question, okay? And you can find it on our sermon archives through the Holiness Bibles for the Blind. You go on under sermons, on holinessbiblesfortheblind.org, you click sermons, then you click fearless teachings, and then you click the title, I'm not normal, you're not normal, so what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
That's the title, and it came from that question. But where do you think I heard that from?
One of your preachers?
Wrong. wasn't from a preacher. I'll let you have a few more guesses, and then I'll tell you.
From a philosopher?
Well, the guy could have been, should have been a philosopher.
Okay, can we call the person?
I wish I had kept his number, but I've met this guy. Let's say it this way. It would be we're talking 34 years ago now when I heard this question, 34 years.
Was that one of your college professors, hon?
No, I didn't start in college until about 93, so we're talking that would only be 30 years, Ruth. So,
yeah, because I also would think maybe a psychologist might do that too.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Well, see, I studied psychology in college.
No,
so.
It was a school that I was in, but it
okay.
was not.
Was it my college? Was it the Columbus School for the Blind?
Close. You're in the right city, wrong school. Pilot Dogs Incorporated.
Okay.
That's before I ever met Kenny.
When I was at Pilot Dogs Incorporated, getting trained with my first dog guide, my pilot dog, CD, it was in the evening. We were all outside with our dogs kind of sitting down, just chilling and talking. And believe it or not, because back then I did have some vision. I had right around 2200 vision, okay? So I did have some vision, but, you know, I was not totally blind, okay? So I could tell what the guy looked like. And this question was posed by a black man, okay? That's what was so interesting. Posed by a black man, and he wasn't even talking to me. He was talking to another. He was talking to a white gentleman in the school because they were talking about, you know, what people call normal. And he says, well, the real question is, who or what is normal? And I kind of sat back and I said, you know, the way he's asking that, you really, when you think about it, well, if you come from the Bible, there is an answer for the question. There's only one answer for that question. Okay? But that's it. Because he's the only one who is sinless. So that makes him normal. All of us, every single person on this planet, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So guess what that makes us? All abnormal. So the answer to his question, who or what is normal? Well, humanly speaking, nobody. Nobody. But if you're talking in the spiritual realm, Jesus Christ is the only one who is normal. Mm-hmm. Pretty deep question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you cut through the chase, cut through all the baloney, quit wading through all the manure. When you flog through all that junk, get through the garbage dump, the landfill full of garbage, and you wade through all of it, all of this nonsense about, okay, like you're pointing out, and it's a very good point. It's stupid. Well, it's Black History Month. You're right. It comes back to quite a while back here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. On the Jumbo Braille program, I brought up a program, All Lives Matter. Why? Because there's a group that says, well, makes it sound like, well, only Black lives matter. Excuse me, all. If a Spanish guy came over and shot a Frenchman, excuse me, his life matters just as much as the Black man who's been shot by a Caucasian man. They're all made in the image of God. Excuse me, but let's cut through the landfill full of garbage. All lives matter, period. Well, the same point that you're making tonight, Six, and I'm glad that somebody's finally wading through the baloney and bringing another issue to the point and onto the table. This Black History Month. Why not just call it History Month? And instead of History Month, hello, let's get our kids interested in History Year. Get them back into learning their history. Period. And appreciating all who have made history. Whether they're white, blue, purple, green, whatever. If a person has made a contribution into history, whether it's Christopher Columbus, who was a Spaniard, or if it was some Frenchman, or that woman who put together the Underground Railroad. I can't remember her name, but it's on the tip of my tongue, but okay? But you get the idea. All of it matters, and all of that history should be important here. So just like all lives matter, all history matters. So, I mean, well, why? Because as that student said at that pilot dog school, who or what is normal? Well, considering the fact that none of us are normal, we need to all look at every as something important and say, okay, your life matters, your history matters, my history matters, and we all need to say, okay, we all matter, and we all live on this planet. So I should care about you. You should care about me. Why? And here we go right back to the Bible again. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12 answers the question. As ye would that men should do to you. Well, ask yourself, how would you want others to treat? Would you want somebody to beat up on you? Would you want someone to kick up on you, hold you down when you've done nothing wrong? Okay, Mr. Policeman, I don't care what you are, Caucasian, Spanish, white, black, green, blue, purple, okay? Would you want someone to hold you down by your neck, choke you, and use unnecessary force? Well, if you wouldn't want someone to do it to you, Matthew 7:12, Bible says, do ye. You don't wait for them to do it to you first. Do ye. You're the one that's supposed to do it first. Do ye to them likewise. You're the first one supposed to do the doing. Do ye first to them likewise, for this is what it doesn't say it past tense. Doesn't say this was. doesn't say this will be. This is, present tense, the law and the prophets. But you know why they don't want to hear that? I'll tell you why. Because, oh, well, we can't have the Ten Commandments and Jesus' law of Matthew 7:12 put by our courthouses, because that's going to violate somebody's constitutional rights. Maybe someone don't believe in God, and that would violate their rights. Well, excuse me, are you trying to say you it's okay for you to violate my rights then? It's okay for you to take away God's word out, and you could go ahead and put up some junk about Satan worship, and it's okay, but I can't put up a Bible? What about my rights? What goes around comes around. See, that's the problem. See, they want their rights, but they don't want to give us ours. And, well, if they had done what Matthew 7:12 said, and they would have realized that there's no such person as a normal person, realize the Bible says all are made of one blood, as Queen Nye said, all this nonsense on our forms that you fill out. Are you an illegal alien? Are you this or that? Or that? They wouldn't even have that part on the forms. Wouldn't even be there. They'd probably take that. The only people that would even be concerned about maybe some of that stuff would be a doctor. Why? Because he would be using that for statistical data to you know, say, okay, well, you know, more, you know, certain diseases might run in certain races, but that's all he would be concerned about that data for. But he wouldn't be concerned about it because he's trying to say, well, this get his mouth full of doo-doo, okay? He wouldn't be worried about it. All these government forms, like you, they say, oh, well, we're not, we got fair housing. We're not concerned. Then why are you asking on your fair housing forms what a person's ethnicity is? Why not take those questions and delete them? Kind of looks like a catch-22 to me. Anyone want to comment on that one?
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting discussion. If you missed the conversation, you can always check it out at Rewind. We are on demand whenever you want the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just go. How can they do that, Ken?
All right. Well, if you wish to get a copy of this program or any of the programs here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, it's very easy done. Get out your smartphone, tablet, what have you, and you go to the podcast section, and you just type in two simple words, Six Eyes Radio. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Click enter, and when you do, two options or results should pop up there. Of course, Six Eyes Radio, that's for Station 1, where you could get some great programming. And, of course, Station 2, which would be Six Eyes Radio Network 2, should pop up there. And you'll want to click on both, subscribe to both, so you'll get all the great programming, which is on our stations 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that you can enjoy on your device at your leisure, and you'll be able to enjoy, and get whenever you want. Hey, you could be listening in your jammies at 3 a.m., Stage with Six Eyes, or maybe the Sunday Gospel Show, for all you know. Can you imagine listening to this Six Eyes Gospel Show in your jammies at 3 a.m. on a Friday? Well, it can be done. Just do that. Or you could go to blogtalkradio.com/, now if you want Station 1, you just type in Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S. For Station 2, it's blogtalkradio.com/ Six Eyes Radio Station and the digit number 2, blogtalkradio.com/ Six Eyes Radio Station 2. And you'll want to go to both, and you can get all the great programming on both stations that way as well. And then, of course, don't forget to join the Six Eyes Facebook page there and the Six Eyes Network Radio Network group. Join. And you can see Trumpet and Six Eyes right there. Definitely join.
All right. Thank you, Wolfgang.
But my dog guides, who, of course, all of them have gone on to glory, they kind of give me messages once in a while, and they think they're being held prejudice against because they were my favorites, and you say only cats only, and that's not fair. They want their pictures up there. So that's not being fair. That's being prejudiced.
You're definitely welcome to put your dogs up there. Put your pictures up there.
Maybe so cute, Ken. We got a black lab and 2 yellow labs. That'd be cool.
I mean, hey, they earned their privilege. They went through very high tech training, and I mean, so they earned it, I think. Amen.
Amen. All right.
So,
well, go ahead.
go right ahead.
Carry on.
So, with all we talked about tonight here, what's the takeaway from each one of you and why?
Well, I'll start. I feel like We've come a good ways, but I think we still have a long ways to go when people look at each other. Instead of seeing color, you should look at a person's heart. And we definitely need to do better. And I feel like if more people understood God's word, that we wouldn't have a lot of the issues that we have. And if they work to follow his word, this world will be a lot better. And we just have to keep praying on it and making sure that our youth are understanding God's word. With that, I'm complete.
I'm going to have to jump right off of what Nikhail said, because it's really, that's it. If we, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he shall not depart from it. Okay? And so doing so, I mean, if we train up our children that, hey, the way you treat others, first off, you treat them the way you want to be treated yourself. And, hey, would you want someone to be prejudiced against you? Would you want someone to look at you and say, well, oh, it's because you're such and so on and so forth? And if your child says no, well, then you say, no, you shouldn't be that way. And that, I believe, like she said, yeah, train up the children. That's where it should be from. And, hey, coming from God's word, that's where it should be from. If we go from God's word, you can't go wrong. So I have to second that from Queen Nye. She hit it right on the head. And I'm complete.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you both. I mean, we've done quite a bit, but we still got to keep our shoes on and run the race. It's no comparison of what our forefathers and foresisters fought for us all to have the liberties that we have. So let's not do them a discredit by not honoring what they stood for. And with that, I'm complete. You can check out this show always and rewind And come join us each and every Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, Backstage with Six Eyes. Isabella, did you want to speak? If you want to speak, take yourself off mute and join us. Isabella.
That's a pretty name.
It is.
Are you there?
Well, we're going to keep on moving.
All right. Let me try to get her. Y'all carry on.
All right. Sister Ruth, did you have any comments?
Yeah, other than the fact I think that we should love each other, like I mentioned. Jesus mentioned loving each other, and I think that's really what makes the world go around. If we really love like God loved and sent his son for us to die on the cross and accept him, and that's all we need to do and go to heaven, I think that's wonderful that God's done all that for us, and we just have to return his love.
Right. I agree. Okay. Well, did you want to give a promo for the upcoming shows, Missionary Ken?
I think we could do just that. Of course, we've got coming up right there on station one, which is coming up real quick tonight on station one, 11:30 p.m. right here. 11:30 p.m. Eastern, right there on Station 1. You call 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617 is, of course, Six Eyes and ATL and the crew. Then on tomorrow, Sunday, is the Sunday Gospel Show, Six Eyes Gospel Sunday Show, at 1 p.m. Eastern, of course, once again, on station one, you call 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. That's 1 p.m. Eastern. Then at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on this station, you call 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. 9 p.m. Eastern, of course, is the Six Eyes Cover to Cover Study of the Word with yours truly, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang. We'll be picking up in Genesis 45, hopefully getting to Genesis 46 as well, but we'll see how the Lord leads. But at least we definitely will be starting Genesis 45, continuing our study as Joseph and his brothers are in meeting each other, and they are coming to Egypt, buying food, that kind of situation with Joseph having to prove whether he will forgive them. And after all of what they've done with selling him into Egypt, so you can learn that story as we study that verse by verse, chapter by chapter, in the Six Eyes Cover to Cover, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on this station tomorrow night. Then, of course, we'll go as far as Monday. Monday.
Okay, well, we won't go that far because I have Isabella right here. Isabella,
okay.
Once again, I thank you. Beautiful housewarming. It was great time, great food, great conversation, and those drinks, my God. All right. my God. Tonight we were talking about race, so we were just going around the table. And what does race mean to you?
Now, when you say that, what aspect do you mean?
Any aspect you want to think of. I'm talking about ethnicity. I'm talking about we have the shortest month of the year, and they call it Black History Month. Now, it's my belief that they just gave us that month to pacify us because, you know, we were held in bondage. Okay, there's no other race that's classified by ethnicity but Black history. And I say it should be history. And then when the researcher, you and I, when we research and we find out, okay, this invention was made by such and such, let it be history, and the invention has to be created by an African-American male or female. But I don't think it should just be just right out there Black History Month. First of all, it's the shortest month out of the year. And again, I think it was just slapped and gave it to us just to pacify us. So I'm talking about growing up, you know, did you ever experience racism in your adult life? And just what is racism to you? And what do you think COVID, what do you think was the good that came out of COVID?
I'm going to try my best to answer this. But you know what? I grew up in a household that basically didn't like that I dated Black men. Like, they always just wanted me to date my race. Well, that's not what I've obviously wanted. You know, I'm married to a wonderful Black man. We've been together over 15 years. We have a son together. You know, like, I've been around, and all my friends are Black. I only have one white friend, and honestly, I've always lived in neighborhoods that, you know, have always had a lot of Black people. I have never just been that type to just, I can't even, it's not even in my blood to even be racist. And for people that are really like that out there still to this day, is mind-blowing, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just really wish that this world would, I know it's changing now and it's obviously not as racist as it was before, but I just pray and hope it gets better. And I've never intentionally, you know, anything happened to me like that, but me having a biracial son, I've gotten a lot of funny looks, you know. Going through Little Italy, I don't know if anybody's familiar with that area, but it's all Italian people, and I'm actually Italian myself, and I would always take my son, but he always gets the funniest looks. And other than that, people still don't agree with Black and white people being together, and honestly, you just, you can't help who you love, and I don't see an issue with that, honestly. So
I agree. You know, you love who you love, and you know, if anybody has an issue with how you live your life, that's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this. And I'll tell anybody, if you have an issue with me, please take it up with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's your issue, you know. And I don't want to go through no drama with nobody about you dislike me for whatever your reason is. Take that up with God. Discuss that with him. Pray about it. You know, and I know I can be a little firecracker at times, but, you know, I just prefer to not have people ruffling my feathers or even giving them that opportunity. You know, I'm mm-hmm. the type that I'll smile and keep going and let you fester with whatever's going on with you. Sometimes I'll clap back. I'll admit it. I'm still a work in progress, too. And sometimes I'll just smile and let you deal with it. Trying to get better at doing that, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, you got to be happy at the end of the day. And anything that you do that displeases God, that's between you and God. Nobody's going to go before God for you to answer mm-hmm. for anything that you do. So they need to be concerned with themselves.
Mm-hmm. I also grew up with a very, very raging alcoholic, racist stepfather. I mean, this man was
racist. I mean, any, because I've always dated black. I've literally been dating black men since I was about 14 years old. And, you know, I've known him forever and, you know, and every time I would either bring a guy around that I was dating or, in, for example, one of my really great friends that I still talk to this day, he texts me once in a while to check on me, and he talks about the old times when we were kids because it was, you know, it's a good time, you know. And always, I will never forget, we were sitting on the steps just, we were teenagers, and my mother and my stepfather came up, you know, they got a pizza, and he literally turned back around because my friend was sitting on the step, and he would literally yell out all the time once in a while, oh, you're an end lover, you're this and that, like,
oh,
and
wow.
The crazy part is this man has black friends, like, it never made sense to me about that, so I was always around that, I was always called something like that. And honestly, it never discouraged me from finding my true love and who I really, you know, wanted to be with or whatever the case was. But I would never let somebody discourage me from going back to a race that I really didn't want to date or rather what the issue was. But it just, that was definitely something I dealt with for a very long time.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. I mean, but I've seen that happen before. I had a grandfather that also was racist. You know, I have not talked to him in years. He's the only grandparent that actually is alive out of all my grandparents and grandmas. And he told me when I was 14 years old, don't ever date a black man and don't ever bring him in my house. I mean, that was firsthand. I heard something like that coming from somebody. I mean, I didn't grow up to be racist. My parents weren't really racist, but I can tell they really didn't want me to date another race. So it was strange to me, honestly.
Yeah, I've had some interesting things happen when I was younger. We had moved to a small town in North Carolina, and I remember we had a brick thrown through our back door at the apartment, and they tried to set our apartment on fire because I think there was only one other black family that I'd seen in this apartment complex. I don't know if they had any issues or if there was anything else going on, but yeah, they tried to set our apartment on fire. They threw a brick through the back window. I had a German Shepherd who had puppies. And these little boys took our puppies and cut the legs, the tail, and the head off and threw it in the creek. And that was just heart-wrenching. It really was. I had got cut on the bus. A white boy that lived in the apartment complex sat beside me on the bus. And he was across the aisle, but he reached across and cut me on the hand with a knife. And they didn't do anything about it. You know, and I was in kindergarten. I never experienced anything like that. And, you know, it was just crazy. And from that point, I think my mother's male friend, at the time, he's actually my sister's father. But anyway, he went and talked to the family, and I don't know what he said to him, but I never had any more issues after that.
Wow.
It was just crazy.
Wow. That happened in North Carolina?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, it sure did. I've got a lot of family history in North Carolina. O'Hill. One of my relatives was one of the first black men out of 25 to actually own land in North Carolina.
part of that land that was sold, I think Chapel Hill High School was built on. North Carolina Central University, it initially was called North Carolina College, was founded by one of my relatives, and my both my parents attended there, and that's where they met. So my initials are NCC, like the college, for that reason. My name is Nikhil, middle initial C, last name Carrington. But, yeah, a lot of family history there. And I'm so thankful for the accomplishments of my family. One of my cousins was the first black cop in Durham, North Carolina, in the area. They called it Haytai, and he actually wrote a book about it, being the first black police officer. And I do have a copy of the book. But he also wrote about, I guess my father was in the book too. He was one of the first black, not one of the first black cops, but he was a black officer on the police force in North Carolina as well. Oh. My father also was a great football player. He had a scholarship to play with the Dallas Cowboys, although he did not sign the contract. I have seen the contract.
Hmm.
But he didn't go because my mom had gotten pregnant, and he decided he wanted to finish college to have something else to fall back on, but he, you know, criminal justice and went that route instead of going to play professional ball. But, yes, a lot of family history. We actually also have a family history book, which goes back to the 1800s. There's an area between Raleigh, North Carolina, and Durham, North Carolina, called Rogers Grove, which is where actually the plantation was, and the Thompson and Rogers families joined. And that's all in our family history book. So it goes back to then, and we've gotten it updated because the initial book was done back, I want to say, in 84, 85, or 86. And there's pictures and everything in the book. But found out that my cousin had copywritten the book. So they've been trying to work out a way to work around that, even though she's deceased. You know, because it was copywritten, I found out recently that that's why we haven't moved forward. So we're trying to work that out, from my understanding. So, you know, and it's good to know your history. And if you ever get the opportunity, those who have big families or whatever, even if you have a small family, to have your elders sit down and tell you about the old times, and if you have the opportunity to record it, do so. It's just amazing to hear your history and all about the family and the things that was going on back in time. And, you know, it's just great. You sit down and you hear that stuff and you'd be like, wow. So, you know how when you go to the family reunion and we hear Aunt Lavora talking about the history as far back as she can tell, it's pretty cool. But then I'm complete.
All right. All right, well, thank you for that. Well, I'm complete. I have nothing else to say. Isabella, anybody else got anything else to say before we get ready to get out of here?
I think I'm pretty good as well.
All right. Well, once again, well, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the 6 Eyes Radio Network family. We are here 7 days a week. Say that again, Wolfgang.
No, that was me saying yes. I'm glad she came.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
So,
amen. I'll amen that.
Amen. Yeah. We've been around for quite some time. So that's Isabella right there. And she'll be joining us on a regular basis. So welcome to the family.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
all right, sweetie.
With that, if nothing else, we're going to get out of here. So for myself, the rest of the 6 Eyes Radio Network, we want to say take care. Before you get out of here, go join that 6 Eyes Radio Network group. Good night, America. Catch you on 11:30. 424-243-9617. Good night, America. You just enjoyed Backstage with 6 Eyes on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Take care.
Love you guys.
All right. Love and blessings.